ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're going to start to see this really getting rolled out to something like 10% of supply. 10% by 2030 is a number that is very amenable target to be hit.
That's the voice of Dr. Stephen Dooley, an Associate Professor of Science in the School of Physics at Trinity College Dublin. Over the past number of years, he's been focusing his work on sustainable aviation fuel and converting plant waste into fuel for aircraft. We visited him at Trinity College Dublin to learn all about his research and the aviation industry.
Stephen, could you tell our listeners a little bit about the research that you're currently doing?
So we do a number of things here. There's a big thrust right now in sustainable aviation fuels. And this stems, our activity in that stems from my interest in low carbon energies and decarbonizing the energy system. So I would be, you know, in the business, the first generation of what we call energy scientists. So scientists that focus specifically on the energy system and on decarbonizing that. So making it run without producing large amounts of fossil carbon dioxide. So my interest, you know, long-standing interest for almost 20 years now, has been about things called biofuels. So those are fuels that are made from sources that are not fossil, renewable plant matter, and in particular in the European Union, because we have a thrust in the EU for sustainability, it needs to be waste plant matter. The problem with aviation is that, unlike ground transportation, your listeners, some of them will be driving around at the moment in a battery electric vehicle, there are other options for the decarbonization of ground transportation. We can use batteries, we can use natural gas, we can use other things. Aviation is in a much tighter spot. So for safety and operational reasons, aviation needs to use a liquid hydrocarbon. And it's actually a liquid hydrocarbon mixture, so it's a little bit technical there. Those are just molecules that are composed of carbon and hydrogen only. Okay, so very similar to cooking oil that you would use to cook your delicious dinner or whatever it might be. So it has to be a material very similar to that, and aviation must use these things. Okay, and the reason there is safety reasons.
And how hard is it to convert stuff into this liquid form?
It's difficult. Okay, so this is the big challenge. So the thing that's happening right now is with the ESG agenda in industry and also carbon taxes, aviation produces a lot of carbon dioxide, and it has to do that because the fuel that it needs to use must be hydrocarbon, so it has no other choice. So the only option they have for decarbonizing that's a viable option, there are other, you know, options in longer term development, such as the use of hydrogen and maybe the use of some electrical energy storage on board. You know, that's a little bit dubious, but let's see. But for the near term and medium term, and I mean up to 2050 and then even beyond, they must use these hydrocarbons. And then your question is actually the name of the game. It's quite difficult to convert waste plant matter. So you're talking about the part of food crops that is not edible in Europe. In the United States, it's a bit looser. You can use things like corn and alcohols that are made from corn and convert those to aviation fuels.
There's been 2 decades of work gone into this idea of sustainable aviation fuel. In a completely ideal world, how long would it be until we do see this coming into effect?
Well, the helpful European Commission has given us legislative mandates this year. So they're asking for us to be 73% of all aviation fuel lifted off the ground in European airports must be SAF, what we call SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, by 2050. And then there are sliding targets all the way down to 2030. So right now we're not doing that much. You'll start to see that in the kind of 4 to 5 year time frame. Well, we have the technology now. It's working. We have facilities being built now, not in Ireland yet. Hopefully that can happen around Europe. On my last count, information is a little bit difficult to know for sure, but there are 27 facilities that are either on the ground working, being built, or in planning. And in the United States, they're ahead. They're 6 to 10 years ahead of us. They've been a bit more organized. They also are giving very helpful tax incentives to SAF producers. And so supply is coming on stream there at a much faster rate. So you're going to start to see this really getting rolled out to something like 10% of supply. I think the 10% by 2030 is a number that is very amenable, target to be hit.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you all the best with your research.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
With the aviation industry damaging on a range of different environmental fronts, there's no doubt that finding a sustainable fuel will be vital towards the protection of our planet.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.